This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judges ordered the White House to return CNN's Jim Acosta's press pass, saying it was arbitrary and imposed irreparable damage until a further trial. CIA has determined that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, dissident and Washington Post columnist. Fifth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that Louisiana can set an age limit of 21 for exotic dancers. According to a report by the Anti-Defamation League earlier in the year, anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. jumped 60% in 2017 compared with the previous year. Two gun control groups, Giffords and Every Town for Gun Safety, spent at least $37 million at the state and federal level in the midterms, compared with at least $20 million by the NRA. Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that only 37.1% of adults 18 or older were vaccinated last flu season. NFL and the NFL Players Association, through the trust, which they fund to help retire players, also pays for gym memberships and other things for free agents with at least 2 years in the NFL. As the Facebook scandal deepens, including its attack on George Soros and Open Society, the Open Society Foundation's president spoke with Sheryl Sandberg and requested that Facebook commission an independent review of the company's relationship with Definers, an opposition research company, with results made public within 3 months. In Northern Ireland, less than 2% of rape cases lead to convictions, according to a recent report from the Criminal Justice Inspection. Russia has more cases before the European Court of Human Rights than any other country. In October, almost 11,000 allegations of rights abuse were pending against the Russian government, about 19% of the total docket. A report by the Michigan Department of Health found in 2016 that a higher percentage of children under 6 had elevated lead levels in Detroit than in any other Michigan county, nearly 9%. Florida is suing the nation's two largest drugstore chains, Walgreens and CVS, alleging they added to the state and national opioid crisis by overselling painkillers and not taking precautions to stop illegal sales. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.